today, Burn Awareness Week, special business awards. We're not done with masks yet. City Space for East Hampton performances, free coffee Wednesday at Dunkin's, a Medicare scam, gas prices change again, and Mark Auerbach joins us.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's a messy and icy day in Western Mass. It's also Tuesday, February 8, 2022. And you are listening to Uber Local Online Radio for the Pioneer Valley and myself, Brad Shepherd. We start off with today's inspirational quote, and it comes to us from Patti Smith, who says, "We go through life, we shed our skin, we become ourselves." Well, the forecast for today shapes up as follows: cloudy and some snow perhaps in the afternoon, freezing rain and more rain. There you go, high 34 to 38 degrees. The winds will be light, and for tonight, cloudy, snow mixes with rain, lows 26 to 30 degrees. This is National Burn Awareness Week. It's underway, and this year's Burn Awareness Week theme, burning issues in the kitchen. Hot cooking liquids, boiling water, grease, and oil causing more burns than all other sources combined. They also represent the leading cause of all burn injuries. This information comes to us from Western Mass's Fire Commissioner. Children under five last year suffered nearly five times more of hot cooking-related burns than the next leading age group. Fire officials recommend stay clear of the stove, and if it's not in a safe area, keep your hot items away, and it should be turned back so a child isn't curious and walks up and grabs any of these items. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan have offered congratulations and high praise to two Springfield-based businesses that captured top statewide economic development awards from Mass Econ. Big Y Foods and White Lion Brewing Company were both recognized with Massachusetts Economic Impact Awards. Big Y Foods recognized with a Gold Award and White Lion Brewing Company awarded the Silver Award. Now, both awards were made for their significant investments in economic development in our region. Big Y Foods added 52 new jobs and invested $50.9 million since 2020 in a 232,000-square-foot expansion in Springfield for its fresh and local distribution center that provides local farmers and producers with an efficient, one-stop location that saves time and expenses related to delivering to individual stores. White Lion Brewing Company reactivated 8,000 square feet of space that sat vacant for over 15 years while delivering on the first craft beer brand marketed in Springfield and beyond. White Lion added 13 new employees, 69% of them women, 46% persons of color, and donated close to $25,000 to the community, and its ownership sits on a number of local and statewide boards and commissions. Tired of wearing your mask? Want to get rid of them? CDC says, not just yet. CDC officials say that we're not close to the finish line when it comes to getting rid of masks. Last year, the CDC recommended indoor mask mandates in cities and towns, recording more than 50,000 cases of COVID-19 per 100,000 people per day. Now, today, 99% of U.S. counties are above that threshold, including all counties in the Northeast, because of that and the risk of a future variant perpetuating the pandemic worldwide. CDC officials will not predict when we can stop wearing masks, saying COVID-19 will be with us for the long term. Coming up, Mark Auerbach joins us with his Artspeed report. First, a new performance venue for the public is on board in East Hampton. City Space is a nonprofit arts 501c organization that provides space at reasonable rates for your performances and for community experiences in Old Town Hall. So you can submit your inquiry for booking the first floor performing arts and events. We offer an 80-seat, 175-person standing performance space with AV equipment, an accessible stage, tables, seating, and more. Imagine it for your party, your rehearsal, your live stream recording, your performance maker's market, workshop, or space in the Old Town Hall available for hourly to multi-day rentals with a wide variety of options and amenities. Bring your ideas to life at City Space in 2022. City Space expects the infrastructure improvements to be completed by the end of this year and Phase 2 to begin in 2023. Now, a special appearance by Pioneer Valley Radio's ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival has announced its 90th season, running June 22nd through August 28th on their campus in Beckett, Massachusetts. The renovated Ted Chaum Theater will be back in action, and some of the season program highlights include Kyle Abraham's AIM, the Miami City Ballet, the Moan Dance Company, Hubbard Street Dance Chicago, and Liz Lerman with her new dance piece, Wicked Bodies. For program details, jacobspillow.org. Clara Connect, a full day of events hosted by the UMass Department of Music and Dance's Clarinet Studio, will be held February 13th. Renowned clarinetist David Schifrin and Bixby Kennedy will participate alongside Romy de Geest Langlois. The trio will perform in concert with pianist Gilles Van Sattel in Byzantine Recital Hall. That program features music by Mozart, Bach, Brahms, Bassi, and Martino. For details, umass.edu/music. The Co-Festival of Performances begins its 2022 season with PT Theater's Canary in a Gold Mine, a virtual theater piece developed by PT's Jonathan Mirren and partner Godeliev Ricard, who recap her experiences with an illness triggered by environmental issues. As Ricard's condition worsens, Mirren becomes a public health advocate and activist. Canary in a Gold Mine, which explores fatherhood, marriage, and environmental health with comic overtones, was created specifically for virtual performance. Online performances run February 11th through the 13th at kofest.com. The Polish Wenceslaski Philharmonic comes to Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts and Stores, both in person and live stream February 14th. Wojciech Rodak conducts, and Sarah Dragon is the violin soloist for a performance that includes selected works by composers Rossini and Brahms. The orchestra, on its first North American tour, has been one of Europe's major orchestras since 1944. For details, jorgensen.ucon.edu. The Fledermaus, Johann Strauss's operetta, will be presented February 12th and 13th by the UMass Amherst Department of Music and Dance in Balfour Auditorium. The fully staged opera will be sung in English, Nathan Troop directs, and the UMass Symphony Orchestra provides the music. For details, fineartcenter.com. This Bitter Earth, Harrison David Rivers' searing portrait of a black playwright and his white Black Lives Matter activist boyfriend, who calls him out for political apathy, takes the stage at TheaterWorks Hartford, February 16th through March 20th. Since its San Francisco premiere in 2017, This Bitter Earth has received accolades in theaters nationwide. David Menzibal directs the Hartford production. And, by the way, TheaterWorks is the recipient of a $155,000 Connecticut Humanities Operating Support Grant. For details on this performance, twhartford.org. Cirque Fleet Fabrique, Quebec's contemporary circus troupe, brings their performance, Six, to the UMass Fine Arts Center on February 16th. Six explores the restlessness of waiting, the intricate beauty of unexpected encounters, and the joy of laughter through slapstick comedy, juggling tricks, and breathtaking acrobatic feats. For details on that, fineartcenter.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark Auerbach. Now a reminder about Free Coffee Wednesdays, rolling right now at Dunkin's through the 16th of this month. Each Wednesday through February 16, DD Perks members can score a free medium, hot, or iced coffee at participating locations. Dunkin' says it will also be surprising customers at select locations across the region with $5 gift cards and swag on February 9th and February 16th. And one lucky grand prize winner at each store will be surprised with a pair of tickets to a Thunderbirds game. Now, the stores include 1046 Wilbraham Road in Springfield, 9 to 10 a.m. February 9, 695 Liberty Street in Springfield, noon to 1 p.m., 805 Main Street in Springfield, 9 to 10 a.m., and 126 Northampton in East Hampton from noon to 1 p.m. That's on February 16th. Now, to redeem the free coffee offer, DD Perks members can pay with an enrolled Dunkin' card, order on the Dunkin' app, or scan their loyalty ID at checkout. Would you believe that the Russia-Ukraine tension has caused yet another uptick in gas prices? Cheapest price for a gallon of gas in Springfield, $3.14 per gallon. The most expensive, $3.49 per gallon. Compared to nearby areas, Worcester is currently $3.40 a gallon, Connecticut $3.53 a gallon, Hartford $3.51 a gallon. The national average price of gas has risen some 7.3 cents per gallon in just the last week, averaging $3.35 a gallon on Monday. National average up 8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands $1.09 higher than 1 year ago. And there has been an increase in Medicare scams throughout the South Hadley community. Phone calls, telemarketers, mail scams, medical equipment sales, free genetic testing, and fraudulent billing, just some of the more common scams the South Hadley Police Department sees. Unfortunately, unlike fraudulent bank activity, the Medicare subscriber can be held accountable for the suspicious activity on a Medicare account. Protect yourself by keeping track of important information, like dates you receive medical or health services. Also, great idea to review and save your Medicare summary notices. If you have any questions about phone calls you have received or pieces of mail with offers that seem too good to be true, please do not hesitate to contact the South Hadley Police Department, or you can also contact cms.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227. Well, I really do appreciate you taking time to join us for our program today. And our next show is tomorrow, the middle of the week, Wednesday, up online at 6 a.m. We hope to have America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, with us that time. And boy, does he have a lot to chew on with what's been happening in a very volatile stock market. So be with us for that program. Thank you for being with us today. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.